They are composed of two sounds, which produce a glide between the first and the second one. And so they are categorized in terms of the distance of the glide, the direction, and the prominence. But anyway, the prominence in English is always falling, as in the, we don't have racing diphthongs in English, mm-hmm. whereas we could in Spanish.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's kind of omitted because they are all falling. In terms of distance of the glide, diphthongs can be narrow or wide, wide when you have a longer distance in the glide. And then you can have them be centering, like the square diphthong or the pure diphthong that speaks longer go into the direction of the schwa. And then you have closing diphthongs, which are separating whether they are fronting or backing. Fronting, like, would be the face diphthong. And then in this case, like the one we have, back diphthongs mm-hmm. that moved into the direction of the foot vowel. And when we think about diphthongs, there are a few allophonic variants of your lesser than plosives, but in these particular words, in this context, we can mention prefrontal splicular clipping as being present,
mm-hmm.
and this occurs, I mean, kind of is a giveaway in the name, but it occurs when you have either a vowel or a diphthong followed by a voiceless consonant in the same syllable. If it were different, it wouldn't be clipped, shortened. I mean, it only affects long vowels and diphthongs because they have the same length, and so they can be clipped. And then other processes that can affect diphthongs and obviously vowels as well is nasalization.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they are affected is by the presence of a nasal, the preceding that being initially nasalized, followed that being finally nasalized, or surrounded that being totally nasalized. And what happens is that the soft palate are either in anticipation or continuation begins to lower, or it doesn't get to raise at all for the production of the oral sound, and so the orals are produced nasally. And then one process which is exclusive of diphthongs is smoothing that occurs when you have diphthong plus schwa.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example in fire, the second element of the diphthong can be lost and just be fire.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be going a step further in monophthongization and just turn into a long vowel as a fa.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of connected speech, the diphthongs play a role in vocalic juncture with the labiobiliar glide. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, when you have either the goat vowel, the mouth vowel, or the goose, I mean, goat diphthong and mouth diphthong, or the goose vowel plus another schwa, these can be linked by a word glide, such as in go away.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I forgot to mention, just remember because I saw that, when we think about the cardinal chart to illustrate how vowel sounds and diphthongs are produced, they use, because if you think about it, I mean, using a head diagram, obviously it wouldn't show much, because there is no contact with the articulation. There is barely an open approximation, and so with a chart devised by Daniel Jones, we can really see the movements of the tongue in terms of which part of the tongue articulates and how high it raises towards the soft palate. But obviously once you go above that, it's a consonant. I think that's all I have to say.